And ladies and gentlemen, in 1998, when I spoke up and encouraged people to support American workers and American-made products, people told me, Michael, you don't have to be concerned about that. You don't understand. We're now in a global economy. America is in competition with the world, and there will always be more than enough jobs to support Americans. Well, being in competition with the world is a reality, but that doesn't mean that we should have more and more of our businesses move abroad or outsource American jobs to the point that it's hurting American workers. In recent responses to my commentaries, people expressed concern that there was very little outcry from the American people as businesses left America to manufacture their products elsewhere for less money and then watch those same businesses ship those products back to America to be sold at a profit, but at no benefit to the American worker. As you know, what made America great for years was that the production of items for our day-to-day needs was completed by locally based or nationally based American businesses. This provided numerous levels of employment opportunities and created thriving communities. Today, that balance has shifted. Now, a growing number of items we purchase for day-to-day use are being imported from abroad, and more local, regional, and national employers are closing their doors because they can't compete with imported products. And I'd like to encourage you to take a minute today and look closely at some of the items you purchased recently. You'll find out where they were manufactured. They're clearly listed on all of the tags and the packaging material. What we're watching is the dismantling of American industries, and that certainly didn't happen in just a few years. It has been taking place for a long, long time. Now it's very clear to all of us that when manufacturing jobs are gone, so are the management, sales, and other opportunities that make a business thrive. I'd like to encourage you to join us as we react to retain the businesses and employers that we have so that we can sell what we make at a competitive price and also expand businesses and employment opportunities right here in the USA. There's no doubt that the world's economy has changed and we have to change with it, but the consumer can make a major difference every time you enter a store when you make it known that you're shopping for American-made products. In some cases, you'll be surprised by the reaction of the business owner or the salespeople as they say, "Why does it matter to you where the items are made as long as they're available to you when you want them?" Others will tell you that they have fewer and fewer products made in America available to them, and in order to stay in business, they have to sell what they can get from their suppliers. Well, how long can this continue? The next time you go shopping, let's say for clothing, ask the salesperson to show you the selection they have available of both American-made and imported items. I guarantee it'll be an eye-opener. And we also have to consider that it is the American people that pay local, state, and federal taxes, which maintain all levels of government and community services. Businesses located abroad don't pay those taxes. They're not concerned about the communities where we live, the schools our children attend, or the future well-being of the American economy. Now, we have certainly many quality jobs presently available to Americans, and our goal with all of this is to keep them and also expand the availability of quality and long-lasting jobs for our people. As I stated in my last commentary, it's not government's role to start businesses. That's up to the private sector. But government can help businesses prosper by providing tax incentives which will help production costs be more reasonable and bring about employment opportunities. This week, as you go out shopping, look for, ask for, and purchase American-made products. If we don't stick together, employment opportunities will continue to dwindle, and your well-being and the well-being of your family, friends, and neighbors will continue to be affected. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you, and I welcome your comments and suggestions. You can email me at michael@polishamericanradioprogram.com, or you can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That's michaelsupportsamerica.com.